I'm Chris McCusker. One Canadian portfolio manager is cautiously optimistic for the prospects on Bay Street in 2024. Canada's stock market lagged its U.S. counterparts last year, so might there be some catch-up this year? Shiraz Ahmed is senior portfolio manager, senior financial advisor with Sartorial Wealth at Raymond James.
You know, with the unstable situation right now going on in the Middle East, that's unfortunately been lingering for quite some time, that has an impact on energy prices. Canada being a very energy-centric country could potentially see some of that benefit as well. If we enter into a renewed commodity cycle as well, that could be positive for Canada. I think the biggest thing in Canada is we are very focused in what industries that constitute the TSX. So, you know, we have really sort of energy, mining, financials really kind of dominate our index. So if we see cuts, for example, in the Bank of Canada, then we could actually see a resurgence in some of the financial securities, for example, because they didn't do that well last year.
And given that the U.S. economy is not slowing as much as Canada, might that mean we see interest rate cuts here first?
I would agree with that analysis. And you know, even on the basis that the Bank of Canada is also faster to raise as well. So if they're faster to raise, then conceivably they could be faster to cut. We are a little bit ahead cycle-wise than the United States was on that standpoint.
And we also don't know what we don't know.
We had a really rough 2022 for the world. In 2023, we had a little bit of reprieve here toward the end of the year, but really it was kind of a tough go up until the last quarter. And we have, you know, an opportunity for people to catch their breath, frankly, because we've had a rough go of it from an economic standpoint in both countries and even the world for the last couple of years.
Shiraz Ahmed is senior portfolio manager with Sartorial Wealth at Raymond James. And at the Business Center, I'm Chris McCusker.